One final time, our Sabetha locker room chat here in 2023. Garrett Michael, the head coach of the Blue Jays, joining us. Brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Blue Jays suffering their lone loss in the regular season last week in that finale to number one Nemaha Central, that final 28-0. Coach, just take us back to that one last week and what played out.
We just got to tip our hat to Nemaha. They played a better overall game, and, the height kid was absolutely a phenomenal player, and we had our chances and we just didn't capitalize. But the bottom line is, I've got to do a better job of getting our staff and our players ready to play a game of that caliber. I just have to do a better job all the way around. So when you suffer a loss, you go back through everything, you think about everything, you reorganize, see what you did right and see what you did wrong, and you keep going. And all you can ask for is to get better, and that's what I'm going to do.
You get ready for the playoffs with ACCHS and the matchup on Thursday night, but we'll talk about that in just a moment. But do you see it as kind of a positive and kind of a wake-up call for your team after that game last week?
No, not a positive at all. But when you get things thrown at you that haven't been thrown at you, I guess if you want to, if we're going to have a loss and we can learn from the loss, everybody all the way around in the whole program, then I'd rather have it going into the playoffs as to during the playoffs, and then you're one and done. So there's no positives in a loss in a game of that caliber, because there's a lot on the line. And so we just got to go back and just look at everything that we do, become more simple, do what we do best. And sometimes you lose sight of that when you win, because when you win, you tend to overlook the other stuff. And so I'm just getting better as the head coach and getting our staff better and getting our players better. And that's exactly what everybody's been doing this week.
You finished the regular season at 7-1. You had so many players returning from last year, guys who have been multi-year starters and have a lot of experience. What stood out to you, maybe in a sense of, was there a player or maybe a position group that kind of stood out to you this year that maybe surprised you a little bit with their play?
I love what the juniors have done for us. Sometimes when you have a big senior class, sometimes the underclassmen or the juniors kind of look at that and go, oh, well, they've started for this amount of years, and so I can't take their place. And I thought they have done a marvelous job of competing, winning some jobs, coming into games in certain situations. Some guys get injured, and they've just done a nice job, and I've really look forward to this group learning from the seniors and carrying on that tradition to next year. But the juniors have done a really nice job.
Sabetha football coach Garrett Michael joining us. They open up the playoffs on Thursday night at home against ACCHS. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. Back one final time with Sabetha football coach, that is Garrett Michael, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. As we head into the first round of the playoffs, Class 2A, Blue Jays on Thursday night hosting ACCHS, a game you can watch on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. It'll be a second consecutive year that you play this team in the first round of the playoffs. This is a Tigers team that is 4-4, the 3 seed out of their district. What do you see from this ACCHS team when you put the preparation together?
Well, they've got some pieces from last year. Obviously, I was very, very impressed with them last year, but they were a senior heavy bunch a year ago. But the guys coming back have done a nice job of just being physical. They want to run the ball. They can throw the ball, but they want to run the ball first. And so that's the thing we've got to do. And, we're looking to, our goal is obviously 1-0. We can't overlook anybody. And especially after last week, we've just got to get back to, what we do best and who we are. And that's what we've really tried to focus on. We've focused on Effingham, obviously. But probably 80% of the time this week has been focused on Sabetha. And so if we play like we can and do what we do. Hopefully we have a chance to win at the end.
Finally, Coach, give us some keys and expectations for this one on Thursday night.
Same thing as always. You got to win the turnover battle, time of possession, keep their offense off the field. But we've just got to be road graders up front. We've got to run the ball. We've got to be physical and just get back to, like we've said, do what we do. But defensively, we've just got to read our keys and make sure we make the stops that is presented to us. Just little things like tackling and wrapping up, not just one hit, because they've got guys that can bounce off and do some other things. So playoff football, so it's going to be that way for the rest of the season.
There it is. About the football coach, Garrett Michael, joining us, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Blue Jays and Tigers Thursday night on the Sabetha Channel, two-way playoff opener. Same matchup, a second consecutive year for that one. Coach, we appreciate it very much all season long. Thanks for your time, and good luck here in the playoffs.
Hey, thank you.